Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last month, in separate commentaries, I took the Lansing City and Michigan State governments to task for not doing enough to manage their massive net present value of unfunded liabilities for defined benefit employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Lansing's most recent financial statements disclose a net present value of these liabilities of $740 million, and Michigan's financial statements try to hide more than $54 billion. I can just about guarantee you that both of these figures will turn out to be way too low. In calculating these liabilities, assumptions about the future are made. Perhaps most important is changes in consumer prices. Historically, these forecasts are usually too low, resulting in constant underfunding for future payments. The next most important forecast is the expected future return on the investments held to pay these benefits. The greater the return on existing assets, the lower will be future employer payments. Overwhelmingly, the projections have been far above what has been achieved over the past decade, again resulting in underfunding for what will be owed. Perhaps the least important assumption is when employees will retire and their life expectancy after then. If you underestimate how long people will live, employers will again underfund. As people continue to live longer, this has been a consistent error toward underfunding liabilities. Here's one example of how an erroneous assumption can occur. From the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System as of September 30, 2018, it projects an investment return of 7.5% on total assets. Yet, later in the same report, it lays out the target allocation of investments and anticipated return for each category. Only one investment category is projected to earn as much or more than the overall target, that category being emerging markets. That is only 9% of the investment allocation. The other 91% of investments are projected to return less to a lot less than the overall combined return. Even if these asset categories do achieve the forecasted investment returns, the total will fall far short of the 7.5% used in calculating the unfunded liabilities. Lansing and Michigan taxpayers deserve more honest financial reporting. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.